Okay, I'm so excited to be doing one of these Easter egg decoding videos for you all, not only because Taylor Swift just released the Karma music video and it's epic, but also because if you haven't noticed, there's a ton of references to ancient mythology. And as a classics minor in college, you know that gets me going. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. So there's this swirling blue dust thing that happens in the beginning, and look a bit more closely and you can see there's purple and light blue butterflies. What two albums are Purple and Blue? Well, Speak Now in 1989. But also, I guess you can make an argument for a debut. The Butterflies, however, are being released from the album Midnights, and I think that shows you she's re-releasing debut and probably 1989 before this Midnights era is up. Also, Butterflies represent the ancient Greek goddess Psyche, who embodies the soul, and I just want to throw that out there. I mean, right off the bat, we've got this really cool Easter egg, and I mean, there's so much more stuff to cover, so we can transition to this scene of her as the Greek goddess Justice. Themis, who is an earth goddess, I may add, and that'll be important later, but Themis is a goddess who symbolizes divine justice. I don't know if Taylor has ever made such an explicit depiction of justice, but there's more. So looking at the bottom of the statue, you see the Roman numerals MCMLXXXIX, and if you don't know your Roman numerals, I mean, I took it advanced Latin and I sure as heck don't know, but you guessed it, it's 1989. So yeah, 1989 TV is really imminent, and the real question is when. Then she cuts to this scene of her dancing with the satanic goat mask, and I immediately thought of Pan's Labyrinth and how she was inspired by that, but there's also Baphomet, which was worshipped by the Knights Templar as a symbol of balance, and I think that goes into the idea of karma imbalance. Everyone you burn just to get there. Next up, we have the Dorothy and the Yellow Brick Road scene, which I think a lot of people are saying is confusing, but I do think it could symbolize how she wants to achieve spiritual happiness, and the Yellow Brick Road represents the path you need to get there. It's obviously an interesting Wizard of Oz reference, but I do think there's a huge idea she's touching on with how good and love always triumph over evil and hate. That's a core idea in The Wizard of Oz, and it's also an idea involved in karma. Taylor also does have a song called Dorothea and a lyric with Daisy in her song Don't Blame Me, plus the castle from her Bejeweled music video. So you see these three horsemen flipping her off, which is a bit odd as she doesn't have four, but again, going back to the idea of good versus evil, on how good always triumphs at the end. I just love how she blows them a kiss of the dust, and then that turns into the sand of the hourglass. Now this hourglass scene, I mean, hourglasses are things that actually date back to the early Middle Ages, but they do symbolize how time is always passing. And I guess if you're evil, you're getting dumped on, while if you're good, you're enjoying the passing of time on top. I mean, there's two ways to enjoy your time in this world, either creating good karma or bad karma. And I think Taylor showcases that really well. As we cut to this scene of Taylor, it's definitely giving off 1989 vibes. Then we get similar shots, at least similar perspectives as her music video Blank Space. Also note how she's wearing a pearl necklace, which is meta because then we've transitioned to Ice Spice holding the pearl. Now the whole pearl and a shell thing is an interesting analogy. Yeah, this is a bit more of a science geeky take, but pearls form through sand. Yes, sand. So yeah, I just thought it was so cool and something probably not a lot of people are considering when we get the sand in the hourglass imagery and now pearls. Amazing things can form when you're patient and you go through time, and I think that idea is expressed in the pearl forming from the sands of time. Time has made Taylor into the jewel she is. Next up, we have Taylor and Ice Spice climbing this pyramid up to the sky, and it kind of feels like they're ascending the heavens to of course reach the moon and Saturn, which is a reference to a Taylor Swift lyric. There's also the thread from the Willow music video and Evermore era here, and her dress is giving off VMA vibes. We then cut to this light bulb scene, which honestly puzzled me. So be sure to let me know what you all thought about this down in the comments below. Yeah, I don't know everything, but I do think it's a cool part of her music video. There's so much to decipher. Next up, we have Taylor presenting herself as the Earth, and as I mentioned, Thymis is an Earth goddess and descended from Gaia, who is the Earth in ancient mythology. So here we have Taylor going back to that. From town to town, sweet like justice. I think Ice Spice could have represented Kalis or Uranus, yes, no jokes, who's god of the sky and actually descended from Gaia. Right on the screen, coming straight home to me. But yeah, the imagery here is so cool, and then the way she cuts to the next scene with the boat is amazing. So this scene really got me excited, because I think anyone who's studied classics or has read Percy Jackson knows Taylor Swift is Charon here, who's carrier of souls across the river Styx that separates the world of the living from the dead. He takes people to the underworld, and Taylor plays his part here because she's so familiar with going to those dark places and guides Ice Spice, who's new to the music industry, through the underworld. Finally, we've reached the last scene, and yes, we have the 1989 and rep nails, light blue and black. Now, I think everyone wants to know who's the guy on the piano, and I do feel like in reality it's Jack Antonoff, but it may be blurred to represent an image of her boyfriend. And yes, there's of course this latte, which ticks to midnight. I think maybe that latte hints to a 1989 or rep release date or something like that. I don't know, it's on the screen for such a long time. It's gotta be an Easter egg of significance down the road. But yeah, let me know what you all thought about this down in the comments below, as well as anything else you may have noticed from this music video. I really enjoy doing this type of video format, and hope you all did too. I mean, I'm really happy to react to more music videos like this. Karma's gonna hold you down. I honestly thought this was a pretty good breakdown, and it went into not only pointing out the Easter eggs, but also explaining some of the significance I believe they have. Obviously, there's plenty of definitions to what is actually an Easter egg, and it's pretty much impossible to capture everything, but I really did try my best. I'll see you all in the next one. Over and out.